What's being called the Compassionate Care for Rape Victims Act is a revised version of legislation that failed last session. Senator Judy Robson of Beloit says some of the past opposition to the bill was based on misinformation.
Emergency contraception does not end an established pregnancy. It prevents a pregnancy.
A rape victim who had to worry about pregnancy after surviving sexual assault spoke in favor of Robson's bill. Linda Gage of Eau Claire recalled how she was raped at age 18, then left by the road to die. After getting to a hospital, she was not offered emergency contraception.
They didn't tell me about taking a high dosage of birth control pills that could prevent pregnancy. They just cleaned up my bruises, scrapes, and sent me home.
Gage did not get pregnant from the sexual assault, but other women do. The American Journal of Preventive Medicine estimates there are 25,000 rape pregnancies each year. Maggie Thurs is with the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She says a survey done by the Wisconsin Reproductive Access Project shows fewer than half the hospitals in Wisconsin provide pregnancy prevention after an assault.
21 counties in Wisconsin do not have a single hospital that will offer information on emergency contraception to victims of rape.
Under the bill, medical providers could be fined for not giving emergency contraception to rape victims, but they would not lose their jobs. The authors say the bill's language adheres to the ethical guidelines of Catholic bishops. For instance, if a test confirms that a woman is already pregnant, hospital staff could withhold emergency contraception. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.